It's only just out of reach, down the block on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle Duke gonna come through, coming to me.
I got a feeling there's a miracle due. Written by Doing the Most. Read by Hello Moon. Summary. I'm okay. Really, I'm fine. Twilight tries a strained smile. I'm used to being alone. I know, Mrs. Shit says after a moment. Her eyes are kinder than they have any right to be. But that doesn't mean you have to be. When Twyla's mom doesn't pick her up from high school, Mrs. Shit gives Twyla a ride home. One day, Twyla's going to stop hanging her hopes on broken promises. She just wishes, sitting on the curb and waiting for her mom to pick her up from school, that day was today. Are you sure you don't need a ride home? It's Mrs. Shit again, tote bag slung over each arm and more notebooks held tightly to her chest. The sun's beginning to set over her shoulder, and a sharp breeze is settling into the air. Snow's lightly dusting the ground and the tops of her knees. Thanks, but I think I'm okay. Twyla puts on a smile and focuses on the tightness in her cheeks instead of the phone in her pocket. She's grown tired of looking for overlooked texts or missed calls. It's a nice day, and I just wanted to enjoy it a little more before I walk home. Mrs. Shit presses her lips together, empathy clear on her face. It's too much, more than Twyla can bear to see from someone who doesn't have to care. It's certainly more than she's seen underneath her own roof. Mutt's going to make his own way home from cross country. That's what you're worried about. It's not, but Twyla appreciates the thought nonetheless. Thanks, she says again. But I'm really... It's all right. If you're sure. The offer hangs between them, close enough for Twyla to reach out and take. The concrete's cold, even through her jeans and the hem of her coat. And she'd been so sure of her ride home that she didn't bring gloves or a scarf. And then Mrs. Shit adds, I just got that DVD end of West Side Story. We could watch it if you wanted. Really? You got it? The words come out in a rush before Twyla can manage to pull back on her enthusiasm. She bites her lip, staring down at her shoes before she looks up at Mrs. Shit. I mean, if you really wouldn't mind. Mrs. Shit smiles. Of course I don't. It isn't the first time Mrs. Shit has driven Twyla home or stayed late after school with her while she waited for one of her extended family members to pick her up. It's certainly not the first time she's ever been inside the Shit's house. This had been more of a regular occurrence when she had first started dating Mutt, of course. But then they broke up and got back together and then broke up again. And Twyla had assumed that Mrs. Shit's interest in her would dwindle down as things fizzled out between Twyla and her son. Thank you. Twyla draws her legs up underneath her. They're on the Shit's sofa, and the overture to West Side Story's playing. Twyla's homework is spread out on the coffee table, but with the movie on and a bowl of popcorn between them, they both know her work's not getting done tonight. I'm really excited to watch this. Of course, Twyla. Mrs. Shit reaches for some of the popcorn, chewing thoughtfully. The music swells between them as the visuals change on the screen, soaring from one part of the score to another. When Mrs. Shit speaks again, her eyes are on the television. You know, if you ever want to talk about anything... Twyla swallows hard, despite Mrs. Shit's kindness and how much she appreciates the distraction and the warmth she's being offered. A flare of anger bursts inside her chest. It heats her up, reverberating through her skin and burning up her face, and it fades quickly, leaving an emptiness in its wake. She shakes her head, blinking back tears. I'm okay. Really. I'm fine. Twyla tries a strained smile. I'm used to being alone. I know, Mrs. Shit says after a moment. Her eyes are kinder than they have any right to be. But that doesn't mean you have to be. Mutt comes home eventually, sweating after several long runs, and he startles when he sees Twyla on the sofa. West Side Story is a long movie, and they still have a way to go before it's done. Hey, Twyla, he says, unsure, standing in the doorway. She lifts a hand in a weak sort of greeting. I invited Twyla over to watch the musical. Mrs. Shit says smoothly. She gives Twyla a commiserating smile. And then I'll drive her home. Mutt nods. He seems almost relieved to be off the hook for Twyla's entertainment, and that spark of irritation rises again before Twyla can tamp it down. As much as she wishes Mutt could stand to be around her, she isn't in the mood to spend time with her ex-boyfriend either. Cool, I'm gonna... He gestures toward the kitchen, then leaves entirely. I tell you, Mrs. Schitt says, making a big show out of rolling her eyes. I know people say boys will be boys, but they never tell you how much trouble boys will be. She winks, and Twyla swallows a laugh. She thinks of her father the last time she visited him in prison, and the snowmobile crashes and smuggling schemes her uncles and cousins have left in their wake. She thinks of Muck kissing her for the first time before grade 7, outside the school, and the way he now ignores her in the hallways. Boys are trouble, all right. Yeah, Twyla says. She takes a handful of popcorn for herself and gives Mrs. Schitt a wry smile. I know exactly what you mean. It starts to heavily snow as the movie enters its second act. Mr. Schitt pokes his head in and says, It's getting pretty bad out. If you're going to drive Twyla home, it should probably be sooner than later. They still haven't gone to a climactic battle between the Jets and the Sharks, though, let alone anything that comes after. Twyla glances over at Mrs. Schitt, who quickly says, Twyla, if you wanted, you could just stay over. You know the sofa pulls out, and I have plenty of spare blankets. Her first instinct is to demur, to say she simply can't impose like that, but she thinks of the cold, empty house she's going to be going home to, and its creaky stairs and echoing hallways. For one evening, for a little while, she wants to pretend that she can have something better, that something great is coming, just like Tony sang about. Sure, she hears herself say. I'd like that. Mrs. Schitt lends her some pajamas and a new toothbrush and cries when the movie ends. There are tears in Twyla's eyes too, but she wipes them aside before they threaten to fully fall. It's a tragedy, but it's life. The characters will move on and find someone or something new to do with themselves. They'll always carry the ache around, but they'll make it through. She's seen enough of that already. She knows it well. Thank you, Twyla says again once Mrs. Schitt has turned off the television. She forces herself to look up and meet her eyes. For everything. Anytime, Twyla. Mrs. Schitt picks up the DVD case, then hovers in the room, tapping her fingers against the plastic. Twyla waits for her to say something, but Mrs. Schitt hands Twyla her history textbook instead. Don't forget to prep for tomorrow's test. Of course. Twyla opens it, then wiggles underneath the blankets. When she smiles at Mrs. Schitt, it's genuine. Good night. The end.
There's something due any day. I will know right away, soon as it shows. It make 'em cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye bright as a rose.